A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 28. Why does God create? We cannot not create. It is our nature to create more of ourselves. Let's go back to the Supersouls. They were the first children of Godheads. They were created from larger amounts of source energy than what went into your own soul. So they were created super powerful. Supersouls were the aspect of God that first designed this and all universes. Things like air, water, and fire took several creation cycles. And then came non-thinking form. Thinking form came last. There are supersoul collectives. Some focus strictly on specific things, and some are multidextrous. The idea of archangels came into being. We needed them to help organize a hierarchy because they would be producing micro-droplet seeds which would become angels. We would need angels to help boost creation from this side of the curtain. And there were many curtains, as many stages were being set. Before there were any kind of moving and thinking animal or humanoid type of life, there were the creations of supersouls, which then became archangels, which then produced angels. Before there was life as you know it, there were the beginnings of ideas which would become elements, like fire, air, and water. There were the beginnings of what would become worlds, some habitable and some not. You've been told that creation is messy. And it is. Not all ideas that come from the creative mind of God actually come to fruition. And some things that come to fruition did not develop as planned. There have been unintended and unanticipated outcomes.